Local grade schools will soon be getting electronic cameras to record who's coming and going out of the building, as well as to improve safety throughout the schools. The district administration requested the new equipment after it was discovered that the district would have more money than expected available to spend. Those unanticipated revenues will be used to do a number of upgrades in schools, according to Superintendent Larry Ledoux. Also last night, Ledoux brought school board members and the public up to date on school reconfiguration, or stratification. That's the process to put all the kids of one grade in one school, instead of each elementary school having students in all the different grades. After a recent public hearing, Ledoux said he needed to rethink the measure. And while he didn't throw out the idea, he said the committee responsible for recommendations is not making any quick decisions as it continues to work through the process of review.
I would say that we are stepping back. We're reviewing parents' comments. We're looking at the pros, the cons, and we're also looking at the operational logistics. We have a lot of that done, but we're going to step back. We're going to really take a close look at the sixth grade placement that people have brought up. A number of people brought that up. We are still going to be looking at alternatives, and if we decide that we're going to bring that forward as some kind of option or some alternative, then we will schedule public meetings at each school this spring to get further input, and we're going to go back to the community and lay that out completely, including all the logistics, I mean, bus schedules, what they would look like, many of the concerns that parents had.
In other business, junior high school principal Eric Anderson presented an overview of his school, which highlighted a number of the different classes, such as maritime studies, welding, and agriculture. He noted that 80% of the students in welding have passed OSHA certification, a pretty much unheard of achievement.
We're talking eighth graders here, and he's never heard of any kids this young before passing this certification, but there is no age limit. So they are ready to go forward in their training in welding, and we have a lot of kids that are very excited about continuing.
And the industrial arts students, who are learning to build quality products and to sell them, also have had great success. They built woodworking projects to sell at the AAUW Christmas Bazaar earlier this year.
They sold out of all their goods, which was very exciting. They made a lot of money. Those of you that were fortunate enough to see the smokehouses that they made, they were quite nice. Quality work, and it's really nice, you know, when kids learn how to build a quality product.
And finally, in order to turn the old pool into a gym, the district must first empty the huge storage area that currently occupies the space. That means a lot of stored items will be surplused. Ledoux said recently that local nonprofits will be able to get any number of pieces of office equipment and supplies once the items are surplused. He suggested that any organization looking for good used school furniture should contact the district. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.